Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Buzz. I'm Maxwell Gilley, and I'm thrilled to once again be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, and Coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing fine. Doing real good.
And Coach, let's start by recapping your 64-56 win over Mooresville.
Right. I guess we only won one of the three quarters, but we played very, very well in that second quarter, and sort of what we'd like to do for 32 minutes as the season progresses. But I was happy with our defense during that second quarter, our rebounding, our offensive efficiency, and that type of thing. But obviously that game still showed we had a lot to work on. We made 31 turnovers in that game, so we need to reduce those, and we're still fouling a little bit too much, sending the other team to the line more than we would like.
And after a three-day rest, the Lady Giants would then travel to Brownsburg to take on the defending state runners-up, and they would get a five-point win over the Bulldogs, 50-45. So what were your thoughts on that one?
Well, I thought for the most part we did very well. Again, we did a pretty good job defensively. We had limited our turnovers, still too many, but instead of 31, it was 19, so it was an improvement. And played a solid basketball game, missed a lot of shots, easy shots, layups, that kind of thing. So we just got to finish a little bit better. But I like the effort of the players, and hopefully we, as we go forward, we can keep being a little more efficient offensively and play that defense throughout 32 minutes.
And so far, who has emerged as kind of, I guess, the leader on the court?
Well, we've got a lot of players that step up and do a good job. In each game, I think, you know, that's what's going to happen. You're going to see a different player lead. I mean, Kansas Robinson does a good job of being a senior leader, a quality person. But yet we have a lot of players to do that. We give out a defensive award and a rebound award and that kind of thing. So, you know, Taylor Guest stepped up last game. Kirsten Clark does a lot of the little things that people don't see. John A. had a huge game against Mooresville. I think we need to mention that. She scored 25 points, but she got in foul trouble. She only played about half the game and scored those 25 points. So it was an awesome effort, and she's one in the second quarter that did a great job for us. So each time it'll be different. Carter has led the team in rebounding a couple of times. Toomer has stepped up and got key buckets for us. So as we progress here throughout the season, you're going to see someone different step up and lead the team each game.
And now let's start previewing the games this week. So tomorrow night, the Lady Giants return to Ben Davis High School, and they will take on the 2-1 Plainfield Quakers. What do you know about the Quakers?
I know their coach pretty well. My brother is Coach Plainfield for quite a while. We've played against each other. I don't enjoy coaching against him. I pretty much look at it. He's always got a well-coached team. He does a great job. But they have a quality team, a very good basketball team. So it'll be another test, another way for us to improve ourselves against them. But they got like three seniors, a senior-laden team that lead that team, and they're all college basketball players. We'll be playing in college next year, so it's going to be a test for us.
And then you have a quick turnaround traveling to the Warren Central Warriors on Thursday. They're 2-2, so what do you know about the Warriors?
Well, first, I think it's important for them to know it was originally scheduled for Friday, but we got to play Thursday because the football team had success this week. So we're playing Thursday at Warren Central. And as we sit here right now, I know that Warren has an athletic team, a good team, but I have not been able to watch film on them yet, so I don't know a lot about them yet.
Understandable. But how important is it for the Giants to beat the Warriors because it's a conference game?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a start to the conference season. You want to win the conference, that's a game you got to win. I mean, the mid-conference is extremely difficult. And, you know, I wish we had a couple more days of practice to get ready for them, but we don't. So we'll do what we can do against them, and I think it's a game that should be a very exciting game. So we'll see what happens with that.
I know. We're all excited to see that one. So thank you, Kelch, and good luck tomorrow night against the Quakers.
Okay, thank you very much. I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.